panelists on our current affairs program Focus, who discussed the budget, agreed that the problem is not with the budget but its implementation. Deputy Minister of Finance Atu Forson said the ministry will stick to the golden rule and ensure that the objective of the budget is achieved. He however stated that pressure from labor unions make it difficult to fully implement the budget.
From the Ministry of Finance point, we are poised to implement this budget. We are hopeful that after we go to the parliamentary approval from January, implementation starts. As a deputy minister in charge of budget, you have my own commitment to that. We've worked around this and we know that we implement this budget so that come December next year, Ghanaians will know that the implementation challenges that we used to talk about will be thing of the past. But let me say again that some of the major constraints to budget implementation has to do with revenue mobilization. You normally do some projections based on revenue, and then all of a sudden something happens to that revenue and they're not forthcoming, then it means something needs to be cut. And again, outside revenue mobilization, you get uncertainties like emergencies happening. Like for instance, you say that you are going to subsidize, say, fuel by say 100 million Ghana cedis, and all of a sudden the people are calling for you to increase the subsidy for say 300 million. You subsidize that, all right, that's a price of results of what you have to do, and then something happens. That means as soon as you put the money there, you have to cut there. Or if you fail to cut there, you have to go and borrow. And if you borrow, you increase the debt stock. From the revenue point of view, we're optimistic that we'll match the target we put forward in 2016. We were not ambitious, we were very conservative, and we are hopeful that we will be able to not only achieve the target, but outperform. The next challenge that we have to face has to do with pressure from external sources, pressure equivalent to labor. Assuming you've made projections to spend 10.5 billion Ghana cedis in compensation, strike from health, strike from education, strike from there, you got to get people to go to school, won't you? You will. You have to make sure that citizens get health care. And when you give in to health care, what it does mean is that this pressures from labor will have influence on the budget. So the revenue will be coming in all right, but the expenditure, it will be negatively skewed. But this year, we are going to be bold, we are going to be strict, we are going to stick to the principles of the budget, and we are going to implement it as such. We will apply the golden rule. The golden rule is to stick to the budget and achieve the targets in the budget.
The president of the National Farmers and Fishermen Award Winners Association of Ghana, Philip Abayuri, was concerned about the inadequate support for food security, livestock and feed systems. He called on government to put in place policies to motivate the youth to go into agriculture and also get farmers involved in making policies so that they can make an input into policies that affect them.
In terms of government policy in agricultural modernization and transformation, the call is that we move away from a traditional way of farming, remove all the drudgery, and then at least be more efficient by introducing efficient technology. The policy also is geared towards enhancing youth participation in agriculture. And we all know that our youth are technically inclined. So if we don't move technically and mechanically, we will not be able to attract them. But when it comes to the budget, that is where the mistake is. I thought that they should have given opportunity for us to have discussions so that at least we can also advise and also let them be able to align things that will really make a practical impact. That has not been happening. There are a lot of local industries which are existing now. They are importing the raw material. So why is it that it's difficult to support the producers who are producing the raw material to expand production, be competitive enough, and put that product available for the industry to pick and also be competitive? I want to appeal for them to look at that. And then also making agricultural financing available. It is very difficult, even under the EDIF arrangement where the farmer goes to his bank. The facility is about 12%, which government has tried to subsidize rate. But to acquire that funding becomes a problem. You need to fill about 80 documents. The small, medium holder farmer don't even have that managerial capacity to be able to fill those documents to acquire that facility. We need to relax this and make sure that our people within the belt, who are majority, are able to access these facilities.
Contributing, Dr. Joe Abbey with the Center of Policy Analysis said Ghanaians need to digest and do an extensive analysis of the 2013 budget before proceeding to tackle issues outlined in the budget for next year. He said government institutions need to work effectively in order to ensure the implementation of the budget. Mr. Abbey called for the rationalization of government expenditure. He said people must be punished if they are found culpable of corruption.
We have to grapple with rationalizing government expenditure. the effort to raise revenue is good, but we also need to confront the issues about government expenditures. There are several challenges of the need for us to engage as a nation and see how we can get ourselves out. If we don't solve that, I'm afraid that I don't see our way forward. There's quite a lot of concern about corruption, and I'm glad the challenge is being taken up, but these are leakages. The ghost workers, we should make certain things clear, that certain types of raiding of the national purse, that these are criminal offenses and that people will not get away with it. It's not just a matter of how we go for it. People must be punished if they've actually stolen state money, whether through ghost workers, through corruption, and projects are still wallowing. So I think we need to see clear prioritization.
Dr. Joe Abbey of the Center for Policy Analysis, Mr. Seth Adebwa, who joined the discussion via phone, also called on the government to empower the private sector with funds so that SMEs can access funds to expand their businesses.